And as I just said before we went to break, talking a little bit about Nero's bill, and we've got the 5th Barnstable State Representative, Steve Zaros, on the line for us this morning to fill us in on some details. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my honor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, I can't wait to talk to you about this. It's very important.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think the last time I remember I talked to you, you were still a member of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Now you're a state representative. And Nero's bill, of course, this is tied into a very bad incident that happened several years ago. I want you to tell our listeners why this is an important bill.
Amen. It's very important and personal to me. So what you're referring to is a horrible day in Massachusetts. That was April 12, 2018. I was serving as the deputy chief of police in Yarmouth. We sent a team of police officers to go arrest a very violent, a very dangerous criminal. He had 125 prior charges. He was wanted on warrants, and we knew he was very dangerous. So they left my office at around noon, and then around 3:30 that day, I heard them screaming for help on the radio. And I drove as fast as I could to the scene, and I saw things that I'll never forget. You know, Officer Sean Gannon had been shot in the head. K-9 Nero had been shot in the head as well. He was trapped in the attic with the shooter, and the other officers were in bad shape. And it was a horrible day for us, and that is what led me to look for retirement, and I did after 40 years of serving as a proud police officer. I got to work with heroes every day. And one of my missions was to become a state representative and to file the Nero bill and get that bill done. And here we are.
And do you think that most people were aware of the fact that until this goes through, that if a police canine like that is injured or shot, that unless it's signed into law, the EMS personnel cannot care for that animal at the scene, which to me makes no sense.
It is shocking, and you're right. Most people do not know that. You know, I was standing there when we brought out Nero. He was in the arms of a police officer. He was gasping for air. He was bleeding, and he was swallowing his blood to keep his airway open. And there were ambulances there. There were paramedics, EMTs, and they all wanted to help, but it's not allowed in Massachusetts. So I saw the police officers, Peter McClellan, who raised Nero as a puppy. They put him in the back of a cruiser, in the back seat. He put him on his lap. And then a doctor, Dr. Khan, who was with our SWAT team, jumped in the back seat and kept his airway open and stopped the bleeding. And a police officer drove as fast as they could, safely as they could, to the nearest veterinary hospital. And I saw that happen. And it has an impact. So if you remember, Representative Crocker, Will Crocker, filed the Nero bill right after that when we reached out when I was a police officer. But it didn't pass. And now it's my turn and my mission to get this done. And everyone that hears the story, it says just what you said. They never knew that was, illegal. And they say it's a no-brainer. And we have to get this done. We have 80 co-sponsors, which in the political world is very special, bipartisan support. It costs no money. And we have the support of so many animal rights groups, police groups, the Ambulance Association. Everybody's on board. There's no opposition. And when K-9 Kit, you know, in your area, you know, so we were waiting for the hearing. That's how it happens. But when that horrible day, June 4th, happened, and I saw those pictures, I said, we can't wait any longer. And, you know, I reached out to the chairman of the Public Safety Committee personally, and that's important. Carlos Gonzalez is the House of Representative chairman. Walter Timothy is the Senate chairman. And they both agreed that we need to fast-track this. They both have been so supportive. And we have a hearing date of July 14th, which is next week at 10 a.m.
Well, we appreciate you getting us up to date on this. I know it's an emotional issue for you, and I know it's emotional for a lot of people here, especially people that support law enforcement, which is so many, and the wonderful canines that are very much a part of that operation. And we're going to keep in touch with you, and we're going to let people know if they want this to get through there, to call your state representative, call your state senator, tell them how important Nero's bill is. And Rep. Bizarros, we so appreciate you joining us this morning. We're going to talk to you again as we get towards that date.
Amen. Yes, they can go on my page, State Representative Steve Bizarros. They can sign a petition. That's easy. You just click on. We have 3,000 so far. And they can also sign on to testify. You can testify from your home electronically if you'd like on July 14th.
That's terrific. Again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And that's 5th Barnstable District Representative Steve Bizarros. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.